Hello.
Hi, this is Jody with customer support, and you requested a callback. How may I help you today?
Okay, I was just looking at my bank statement, and my name is Jackson Crudell. So I was just looking at my bank statement, and somehow you guys took another $87 off my card. I'm wondering why.
All right, so once I'm able to locate that account, I'll be more than happy to help you with this. May I have your zip code, please?
42420.
Thank you, and please verify your address.
It's 2856 Redwood Lane, Apartment A, Henderson, Kentucky, 42420.
All right, thank you. I've located this account for the let's see, this is for the nitric oxide and the male enhancement supplement. So it's originally on a risk-free 7-day trial. At the end of the trial, if it's not canceled, it will bill for the full retail. So that $87.99 is the full retail for the nitric oxide. And there's actually another charge that will attempt for $89.95, and that's the full retail for the male
So I
enhancement
would like to
supplement.
cancel all that stuff because I didn't sign up for that. What I signed up for was the trial, and he didn't say anything about canceling 7 days.
All right, so and there may have been a misunderstanding or oversight of our terms and conditions. Let me see how I'm able to help you here. I know that it does help to create lean muscle mass and also increase stamina. So I can hold that male enhancement charge off for the net until, let me see, until the 16th of May. So it would require that you give us a call back before the 16th of May and just let us know how it's working out for you. Would you like me to do that so that you can
I
complete
would
those
like to cancel.
supplements?
I didn't want it. I did order the trial, and that's what was understood. But the $87, I would like to cancel that too, because it's processed and they took it off my card yet. So I would like you cut that off, and the other charge ended. I don't want no more the trial, no more anything. I want everything to be canceled.
Okay, all right. So I understand what you're saying. I do have to offer a couple of suggestions. Now, I can lock you in at a discounted rate, so it would be
No,
$64.
ma'am, you don't have to lock me in or ask me any of those questions. I would like for it to be eliminated.
All right. Now, this is a valid charge due to those terms and conditions. One final suggestion, and this I'd have to get it run by my supervisor, but I can also lock you in with a $24.99 per month discounted rate for each of those supplements. So you'd never see the full retail again. Would you like to take advantage of that?
No, ma'am,
All
I do
right.
not want anything.
All right, so we'll go ahead and have the account canceled. Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
So this $87 is processing. Will this cancel that too?
It will cancel the charge of the male enhancement supplement from attempting. So unfortunately, this charge of 87, the one that has already went through, it is a valid charge. Not able to stop that because it's already in our system. It shows that it's been successful. So I can't stop that one, but I can stop the male enhancement from
But
attempting.
okay, so I'm going to dispute it because there's no way y'all supposed to get out of my account.
All right, now by disputing the charge, it doesn't always guarantee that you will receive all of your money back. So I can offer you a refund. Okay, give me just a second. Now I'll do the best that I can. So hang on one second, please. All right, so for that, now keep in mind it did stop the attempt to the male enhancement supplement. I can offer you a 35% refund to that charge of 87, 87.89. I'm trying to get back there. Yeah, 87.99. I can refund back 35%. and there'll be no further billing, no attempts to bill. Would you like me to go ahead and get that in place for you?
Ma'am, I want all of my money back. So, like I said, give me the number for the cancellation. I'm going to call the cancellation people. I'm going to call my bank and have them to dispute this, because there's no way this supposed came out of my car.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll give you that cancellation number whenever you're ready.
I'm ready right now.
All right. C as in cancel. F as in Frank. 5. F as in Frank. 811-881 D as in David.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait. Is this something that I type in a computer, or
This is just for your records to show that you have canceled the account. Should you have any problems in the future with billing, you have this as proof that you called to cancel. So it's for your records.
Oh, okay. Can you start up one more time? You said CF.
Yep, CF. 5, F as in Frank, 811-881, D as in David. All right, so I am going to work with you on a refund. Now, the bank can't overturn our terms and conditions, and they were agreed to before placing the order. I can refund back 50% of that charge today. Would you like me to go ahead and get that in place for you?
Okay, if you said it going up and up on the number, the bank cannot get it back to where it is, but it's going to be a dispute to where y'all will have to tell me why y'all took the money off my car without me letting me know. So if you're going for 35 to 50, I want 100% of my money back.
Okay. All right. So you asked me, how we would have to explain to the bank. Well, before you're able to place the order, before you can pay the shipping and handling to receive those products, there's terms and conditions to everything. And to this, you agreed that it was
okay. So that means y'all terms and conditions is in very fine print to where it's unable to read. From what I was understood from my purchase at the time, this is a trial. And it said it would not charge your car and something else. Mm-hmm. And it was a rush order, and I ordered one thing, and they made me order two things. So, therefore.
All right. Well, hang on one second, okay? I'm going to reach out to my supervisor. Let me see if I can get an override to help you further, okay? But I'm going to place you on hold for just a second.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, my money, baby.
All right, I was able to briefly speak with my supervisor. Now, she's agreed to a 75% refund. Would you like me to get that started for you? You could see the funds back in 3 to 5 business days.
You know what? Because this is going to be some ongoing. But you know what? Start the 75%. You know what? 75%, but Monday it'd be different. Okay, yeah, let's start it.
All right. You sound like you're not. Are you still going to proceed with the dispute process, or?
No, let's get the process started.
Okay. All right. So that'll be a refund back of $65.99. You should see those funds back in 3 to 5 business days. All right. And is there anything else I can help you with?
Okay. The number that you gave me for the cancellation, you said that's for my record. But as far as on your end, it's canceled as of the 23rd of April.
Uh-huh. That's great. I'll get that sent over to you in an email. Now, it may take 24 to 48 hours for you to receive that email, but it'll confirm the refund and the cancellation. Would that make you feel better?
It ain't going to make me feel better. So my money back in my account, but it's a start.
Okay. So give it 3 to 5 business days. You'll see those funds back. And I want to verify the email address. I have jjcriddell7@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. We'll get that in place for you. All right. Well, is there anything else I can help you with?
That'll be all.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.